Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit betterhelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
My boyfriend's mom made me like cauliflower rice and I didn't eat it on the plane, even though I was starving, because I knew that it stunk, even though it was delicious. And so I just kept it up in the overhead bin. And then I pulled down my bag after the flight and it spilled completely on the floor.
Oh, no.
Like, it was like really like right before the exit. So everybody had to walk over it. I'm on the floor scraping and getting it under my fingernails. And it just smelled so bad because I was in first class for the flight. Everybody was like stepping over me like I was Aladdin in the beginning of the movie. And they thought I was a street rat.
Riff raff, street rat.
Nobody helped except for this older white guy.
Yeah.
And I could just, he was one of those older white guys that I could tell had a bad back. So
oh,
I was
no.
like, dude, you don't have to do this. Let me sit in my own mess.
Yeah.
I deserve this.
Like he does part-time work in like a Bayer commercial.
Oh, my back.
Your back is acting up again.
Yeah, and it's like, you don't deserve this, you know, like an actual customer.
That sucks. I do wish that when people would see someone needing help, they wouldn't walk over them and they would just help.
Yeah.
Like it takes no effort to be like, I'm sorry, miss, do you need help with your cauliflower rice? Thank you so much for not eating this on the plane. That took 15 seconds.
That would be like really life changing. Like I feel like the only person that could do that is like Oprah, where it's like,
yeah,
hey, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Yeah.
I see you, girl, you know?
There's no such thing as an embarrassing moment, because I know that there is not a moment that I could possibly experience that somebody else hasn't already experienced.
And then she would invite you to speak at like one of her life class tours.
And I'd be like, I dropped some cauliflower rice. That would be what my speech is about.
Your TED Talk.
Cauliflower rice is a good substitute for rice, honestly. It's okay. And I'm a rice person.
It's a new episode of Two Dope Queens with me, Phoebe.
And me, Jessica.
And we met Tammy Taylor, y'all. Tammy motherfucking Taylor. Yes, that Tammy Taylor, the one and only Miss Connie Britton herself. Oh my God. Look at her butt and get out your white wine boo-boos.
Yes, the energy in the room was so lit.
She's just great. She was so wonderful, delightful, and she loves you too. So we're soul sisters. Hashtag train. Remember that song? Hey, soul sister. It's a terrible song. Anyway. Plus, we've got Gina Yashere and Paige Walden.
Okay, let's get on with the show.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Two Dope Queens!
Oh, my gosh. Brought to you live. Brooklyn Bowl! Oh my God. How are you guys? Good?
So you guys know that we are doing tonight's show. It's super special. We are doing it in partnership with the One Campaign.
Oh!
Which is a really, really, really amazing group that Phoebe is definitely obsessed with, and who I am learning a lot about.
Yes.
But anyway, a part
because
of it.
Because Bono created.
So not only are they doing amazing things.
I tried to keep it in, but I was like, my husband created it.
I didn't just want to slam them and give them whiplash. Like, not their tempo. Like, that's crazy. And anyway, it's cool that, like, they made everybody stop bowling. That's pretty, like,
that's
iconic.
Cool.
It's, like, literally the point of this place.
Right.
They're like,
that's
they could
cool.
stop.
I like that. We have
Me
power,
too.
Baby.
Yeah, that's tight. That feels good.
Yes. You look great. I like your...
You look great, too.
It's very, like, 90s, like a John Singleton, like, college movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Where you're going to learn some lessons.
I also feel like
know?
It's like, now this is just an introduction before we blow your mind. Show us all that. And yes, we do it all the time. That was for you, Lifetime! This show is for Left Eye.
It should be. Every show should be for Left Eye.
Every show. I was a kid, I never
You didn't compliment my outfit, but that's okay.
All right, yo! Everybody give it up for Phoebe's booty today! You look so good.
So how was your day?
My day was good. I'm just going to go back to what I was talking about though real quick. When I was a kid, we used to... Cool. I'll continue to the other 800 people here. When I was a kid, we used to not play Cops and Robbers, but we used to play TLC. And I was always like Left Eye, but there was really, all we would do was just like sing. You know, there wasn't really anything to do outside of that. Like, we didn't understand the ins and outs of the music biz.
Cool.
Our only reference was probably the movie Glitter starring Mariah Carey.
I feel like every time you tell me stuff, I'm like, are you 12 currently?
I know.
We're only, like, you're just so much younger than me.
I asked you earlier if you watched Disney Channel original movies.
No.
Saying, I was trying to explain to her Alley Cat Strike. Do you guys remember that? At the end of Alley Cat Strike, there's a 7-10 split. Basically, the movie is Bad News Bears, but for bowling, right? So at the end of the movie, there's a 7-10 split, and they've been building it up this whole movie that, like, oh my God, a 7-10 split is impossible, right? So then this girl who's, like, kind of the underdog, she's like, I got this. She gets her bowling ball, she licks her finger, and then she holds it up in the air to check for the wind.
Okay.
And then she sticks it in the bowling ball, and then she spins the bowling ball, and it goes super slowly, but somehow it hits one pin and then flies across and then hits the other one and they win the bowling championship.
That is so fucking unsanitary. I would have been the truther in that cast. I'm like, you guys, you gotta change this ending. It's disgusting.
They're like, we're a Disney Channel movie. Can you please just go to the back?
And she checked for, they were bowling indoors and she still checked for the wind.
Yeah, it made it like,
who wrote, did you write this? And then also, like, self-produce?
I would have. Like, that's some shit I would have wrote, for sure. Because I love fantasy.
I like that.
Did you ever bowl growing up? I know you're from Ohio.
I did bowl a little bit. I used to go bowling with my family. I'm, like, okay at it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to write home about. Yeah. But I like having, if the guards are up, I fucking crush it.
It's so fun.
It's like so fun.
It's a different fucking game. You got things ping-ponging against each other. Right. It's like fucking block breaker.
Right. And then we take the guards down. You're like, oh, this is just like life. It's really hard.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not as great at it as I thought I was. Yeah, no, that's funny. You know, my parents are from Ohio.
What? Are they big, like... bowlers or
they love bowling and they love roller skating.
Cute.
So I grew up doing a lot of that with them. They're actually really good at roller skating. Like, they're like that old sort of 70s like jam roller skating. So a lot of times they're like freak dance roller skating. And I remember like being a kid in LA and there are quite a few roller rinks around there, but like going with them and then being super embarrassed because they'd be like, like my mom just like twerking on roller skates. It's pretty impressive.
That's so embarrassing.
I know. Now that I'm older, it's like less revolting, but it was definitely revolting as a kid.
When it's your parents, it's gross.
Yeah, it's like, it's cool.
Yeah. My parents are not effusive like that.
You mean like,
Yeah, I mean, they're like, they don't do like a lot of PDA. Like, I feel like they're like a Hollywood couple who knows they're being watched by the paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's like they never like hold hands in public. But I know they do like when my brother and I are around, but they keep it very like profesh.
That's tight.
Where it's like, are they or aren't they? Like, why are they going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's tight. That's what's up. They're like vegans. Of course they are, you know?
I know, they're the cutest little vegans. I know.
They're like adorbs. They're goals.
Yeah. They are very much goals. But yeah, I mean, as a kid, I feel like I was kind of, I think my parents kind of like sheltered me a lot. And so, like, I didn't do, like, a lot of super fun stuff as a kid. Like, I never, like, threw, like, a birthday party for myself or anything.
You never had a birthday party as a kid?
No.
Did you do, like, sleepovers or slumber parties or anything?
I did sleepover, like, senior year of high school.
That's literally not sleeping over. That's like applying for colleges. You guys were, like, studying for SATs overnight. What was that sleepover like?
So I went over to my friend, my BFF at the time, Crystal. I went over to her house. It was me, her, and this other girl, Sheena. And her parents, like, made us dinner. And then, like, we went down to the basement. And we watched, like, Kings of Comedy.
Cool. Yeah.
We were basically like 45-year-old yeah. black women. We were like, yes, Edge the yeah. Entertainer. Yes. Yeah. It was a lot of that.
And then what time did you guys go to bed?
I mean, we probably stayed up to like 1 or 2.
That's like a school night. That's insane.
I know. I was a square growing up, so I didn't do anything like wild.
Cool.
And there was like a... And then there was, like, another sleepover, so I did 2. It was another sleepover.
Whoa,
I did.
Whoa, slow down, girl.
Whoa. And it was at, I forget whose house. It was, like, a group of us, like, a bunch of us girlfriends. And my parents came, like, first thing in the morning, so I was, like, the first one to leave.
Like, what time? Like, 6 a.m.? No, like, that's insane.
I would say it was, like, 9
a.m. That's rude. That's rude.
I agree. It was disrespectful, but, like I had to get woken up, and they're like, Phoebe, your parents are here. And I was like, oh, man. Like,
that's great.
But now I have sleepovers anytime I want, baby.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes they're in my mouth, sometimes yeah. they're in my vagina, yeah. sometimes they're...
That's what I was going to say.
Butthole. Memory foam, baby. I don't know what that means. Did you have any sleepovers?
I did. I had so many sleepovers.
Really?
I
at your house?
Yeah. Like, cool. I had a ton at my house. My mom was really cute. Like, we made... we would play like games and stuff, and we would watch like Freddy Krueger. Like, we watched like scary shit. The coolest sleepover I went to was there was like a Halloween sleepover this girl had, and it was like iconic because Halloween Town came out that year. And so the mom went so extra, and she took these shoe boxes and then cut little holes in them for her arms, and then she put things like spaghetti noodles in there, and then she put like peeled deviled eggs in there, like peeled boiled eggs, I mean. And she would be like, these are eyeballs. And we'd be like, we're scared. It was really fun.
That is crazy.
And then like the noodles would be like intestines. And we were like, fuck. It was crazy.
That's really cute.
It was really cute. But sleepovers were good. Like, if people would go to sleep too early, we would like put hot sauce in their mouth. We would...
I don't like that.
I know. It was ick. We would like put hot sauce in their mouth.
Right. And you were like, what, like 14 when all this was going down?
Nah, like 10, 9, 10.
That's cute.
It was a lot. It was fun. I had you didn't have a boy-girl party, but I had my first boy-girl party when I was in the sixth grade. And I went to a predominantly white school. And Natch. So we invited yeah. all the boys over and the girls. And we got like a bounce house and everything. But I was really embarrassed because I just wanted my mom to play Blink-182 and all they would do was play gospel music.
I mean, I feel so bad for like both
Kirk
of those
Franklin.
Choices.
I know.
Both of those choices.
Well, don't just Blink-182.
I mean,
they're
Blink
literally
is
iconic.
Like not
Mark
that
Hoppers
great,
is
but
iconic.
It's okay.
I'm literally from Southern California. What is the song?
That's them. And that's
do it again?
Also
do
great.
Okay, cool. That's like not what they sound like, but as somebody from Southern California, this is really disrespectful. I don't know what the affectation is, but it really took the world by storm. It's like Sum 41.
Yeah, all of like Green
they
Day.
They all sounded like that.
Yeah, it's like, blah,
blah. Don't want to be an American idiot. I loved it. That feels like home to me. I know.
No.
It was bad.
No.
Let's start the show.
Yeah, let's start the show. Are you guys excited for more show?
It's going to be a great show tonight.
I'm so excited for our next act. She is one of my all-time favorite comedians. She tours all over the world. She's been on literally every TV network you can think of. Please give it up for Gina Yashurek!
What's happening, people? I'll let you guys get used to the voice. Yes, there are black people in England. Yes, there are. Yes, Idris Elba is not the only one. There are fucking millions of us. We are everywhere. Obviously, black people aren't indigenous to England. My mother is from Nigeria, West Africa. Nigeria. That's just for us white people. That's just for us. So my mum left Nigeria and had us in England. So she wanted us to have a better life. So she went to England and had us there, which is cool. It's fine. It's all right. I wish she'd gone somewhere else. Like, since I was a child, I've wanted to live in America. Since I was a fucking kid. I'll tell you why. You guys had a better life than us. Everything I learned about America was from your movies and TV shows. So from what I'm learned from you guys as a kid, your schools were better than us. Your schools were way more fun. Every TV show is like, Brad and Chad are meeting after school at the beach. I was like, these fucking kids have got beaches. You know what after school was like in London for me? It was like, John and Mike have found a white dog shit behind the shed. Let's go look at it. You guys had a better life than us. All your TV shows, all the kids have the coolest bikes and rode around solving crimes. I was like, fucking hell, kids in America are allowed to be detectives. Shit is unfair. So it's my dream to come to America. I finally made it here. And then you guys voted for Trump, and now I'm getting deported. What the fuck, Americans? So born and raised in England. Immigrant parents. Yeah, and so my mom's an immigrant. So she had that mentality, the immigrant family mentality, the parents. Like, they're always very super ambitious for their kids, right? They want the best for their kids. Like, my mom picked out all our jobs when we were kids. Like, I was meant to be the doctor. She's like, you are going to be a doctor. You are going to be a doctor. So from childhood, I thought I was going to be a doctor. And the teachers at school were like, but Gina, you're so outgoing. You should be a performer or an actor or something. And my mom was like, yes, you can act like a doctor. And you become a doctor. So that was it. That was her whole mentality. Like, she wanted us to do well. Like, we weren't allowed to go anywhere. There was, like, I heard the girls talking earlier about sleepovers and hanging out. We didn't do that shit in our family. I weren't allowed to go out. Sleepovers? No. No sleepovers. No hanging out with friends. No school trips. My mum never let us go on school trips. She was scared that something would happen to us or we'd get corrupted or something. This is how bad my mum was. This is how overprotective she was. My mother, God's honest truth, my mum kept a scrapbook of bus and train crashes. I'll let you soak it in. I'll let you soak that one in. A scrapbook. I'm not even joking. We'd ask to go on school trips and she'd bring out the scrapbook. I'd go, Mum, can I go on a school trip? She'd be like that. You see these children? Look at these children. You see these children? They're all dead. You know why they are dead? Because they wanted to go on a school trip. The mother said, no, don't go, but they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. And now they're all dead. Look at them dead. Look at their dead faces. Dead, dead, very dead. Super dead. Every occasion she used that scrapbook. Mum, can I go play in the park? Look at these children, look at them. They're dead, dead, super dead. You know why they're dead? Because they wanted to play in the park. And they all caught hay fever and died. All of them dead, dead. My mum was the only woman in the world who thought you could catch hay fever from grass. We once had a school trip to the Tower of London. We lived in an area of London called Tower Hamlets. You could see the Tower of London from our house. I was like, Mum, it's there. It's... You see these children? Look at these children. Look at these children! They're dead. You know why they're dead? Because they went to the Tower of London. And they were all beheaded by Henry VIII's ghost. All of them dead. Dead! Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.
Give it up for Gina Yashere!
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit BetterHelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
I just love the opera. Never been? Then come with me. I'm Rhiannon Giddens, host of Aria Code, the podcast where together we explore the magic of opera, one song at a time, for diehard fans and newcomers alike. The best part? No tux or ticket or high heels required. Listen to Aria Code wherever you get podcasts.
A little thirsty, worsty.
Yeah, dude, I'm so thirsty. Maybe we can get a drink of water.
Can someone get us water?
Is that possible?
Can anyone get us water here? Oh my God!
Give it up for Connie Brennan!
Emotional right
this
now.
This is like I so cray banay. Oh my gosh.
And you're just so mad that I'm not Bono right now. So mad.
No, this is like insane. I'm like hyperventilating right now.
And happy belated birthday. You just had a birthday.
Yesterday was my birthday.
What did you do for your birthday?
Yeah.
I had a party. I'd had a party in Austin, Texas. Because I love it there.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
What, you hate Austin?
No, I love that you love Austin. I love that you love Texas.
I love it.
I'm dying. I know.
It's so fun. So I lost my voice, and I'm real tired.
Cool. Well, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank
we really, really appreciate it. Earlier in the show, Jess and I were talking about like our childhoods and stuff. Like, what were you like growing up as a kid?
Oh man, I know y'all were talking about like sleepovers and stuff.
Yeah.
I had a lot of sleepovers. I loved having sleepovers. Like that was super fun and very. And now I have a kid. Like that's the whole thing. I can't even remember what I did as a kid because now I have a kid and I'm like, when does that happen? I don't know. Not yet. I mean, he's still wearing a pull-up to bed, for God's sakes.
Aww.
I know, it's so cute. Honey, take it off. Let's get through this. Let's get through this. Take it off. Yes.
It's scary that for, because you're like, I don't want to wet the bed. You think that's the worst thing that could ever happen in the world as a kid.
I know.
So I get it.
I get it too. I remember wetting the bed once or twice.
Yeah, it sucked.
I only remember pooping myself once.
Wait,
honey,
how
it was
old
crazy.
Were you?
I was like old enough. I was like 8 and I did a whole poop.
Oh no.
And I woke up and I was just like, yeah. Like I didn't know. It was like a slow cry. Ooh. And then it turned out I had the stomach flu. But it was a whole load in there.
Wow.
That's crazy. I never pooped the bed.
That's intense.
I don't think I did that either. I mean, without a diaper, you know?
Yeah. Well, it also means that, like, while I was sleeping, I must have been pushing. The image of me just being like, is, like, and still sleeping is insane.
You're an athletic sleeper.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we brought you on stage to talk about that.
Yeah, me too. So not what I thought we were going to talk about tonight.
No.
But well worth it.
Yeah, thank you. I know that, like, obviously you have such a great, you know, body of work. Obviously, it's amazing. I was just wondering what it was like to be, like, a part of one of the most iconic on-screen couples of all time. With Friday Night Lights. Because I'm such a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that. Thank you so much.
No, really. Okay, let me tell you about y'all. You guys were a great couple because you guys had room for mistakes, and you guys, like, loved each other unconditionally and, like, figured it out, and then there were, like, hard times and, like, good times.
Yeah.
And so I just really love, like, seeing that relationship play out on television.
Yeah. Right.
But I just want to know what it was like to work on that show, what that was like. It's cool.
It was, you know, it was amazing. I mean, he's obsession worthy. He is, for sure.
That's cool.
And, you know...
It's pretty cool.
But it was fun because we really did get to play a really cool couple, and we were really insistent.
Yes!
Like, out of the depths of this place.
It was really, we were very insistent that, you know, we were a couple who actually talked to each other and actually had flaws and issues, but talked it through and weren't just, like, going to do some big dramatic TV moment, like, I'm going to go fuck the neighbor, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. We're like, no, I'm going to, like, battle it out and probably hate you tonight and probably love you a little bit more tomorrow, and we're going to have to still deal with our lives.
No, like, stop. You're, like, making my fucking heart melt into my beehole that I'll shit out when I sleep tonight. But it makes me feel so warm to think about that.
Yeah.
Dude, this is crazy. Oh, shit. Also, fucking American Horror Story. Come on, man. That fucking season, man.
Oh, that was so scary.
Yeah, was it, like, spooky on set? Like,
super spooky. Cool. I can't watch that show. Like,
really?
I can't either.
Whenever people come up to me and they're like, American Horror Story, I'm like, you're a freak. I'm like... Crazy.
So how do you get through shooting all this scary stuff? Do you, like, kind of laugh, like, this is crazy, haha, I'm getting paid for this?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is you do laugh a lot. Like, you do laugh at it. I mean, and that's the thing, because I am terrified, I, like, hate scary movies.
Me too.
I'm so, I, like, scare myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even have to see it, I'll just scare myself.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was kind of like, okay, I'm going to face my fear, and I did, and then I was like, oh, this isn't scary when you really shoot it. And you see, like, and you have to do it so many times, and you see how fake the blood is, and, you know, then you, I mean, I had one scene where my character had just to start, it was a really nice crotch shot. You may or may not remember this really nice crotch shot where my crotch just had to, and by the way, a lot of technical stuff went into making my crotch bleed profusely.
Same for me and my body.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really fun. Well, you know what? Next time, put a camera on it, babe.
Right.
Put a camera on
it. Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
There you go.
Okay, wait. So you were doing this crotch shot.
Yeah, I was doing the crotch shot, and, like, you know, and I'm supposed to start bleeding and be in so much pain, and it's just like, it was so silly. I was like, ha, 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 this is hilarious. And it wasn't scary. But
That's
then
cool.
I couldn't watch the episode because it was too scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make it scary in post. I feel like whenever I go on an audition, like for something scary, I feel like an idiot, like trying to be scared.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll try and practice like being scared, like, but it never it looks right.
It's got to be genuine.
What about that?
That was terrible.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I don't know. See, I love scary shit.
I love it.
I love it. I like walking through scary mazes and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Scary haunted houses.
Yeah,
I hate haunted houses. Oh. I think it's rude.
Yeah,
it is.
I agree.
So rude.
I agree.
Like, when they're just like, why are you touching me?
Obviously.
I agree with you. And you know what I think is really crazy? Because I grew up in Virginia. Like, the haunted houses were so scary and, like, really out in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the nowhere. And this house really was, you know, probably 100 years old. They were all run by churches. What's up with that?
Scaring you for Jesus Christ.
That is scary for the offering plate. It's just so weird. That never made sense to me.
Yeah, no, I also love the idea that they probably prayed before they opened up the house.
For sure.
And they're like, Lord, give us the strength. And then there's like blood dripping and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, well.
Yeah, now you know.
Also, I love that you said that they were rude. Like,
it is.
You're not like the barefoot Contessa. Like, that's crazy.
It's like, how dare you scare? I don't like being scared. I don't think I will ever be able to handle
it.
I'm
with you. And I don't like being grabbed. Don't grab me.
Exactly.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't touch my clothes. It's
don't
not
touch
for
my
you.
Clothes.
Yeah, not for you.
Not with your fake bloody hand.
Yeah. Well, Connie, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Y'all, thank you so much for letting me come join you tonight. Y'all are awesome. Thank you.
Connie Britton!
Hi there. I'm Rhiannon Giddens, and I want to take you somewhere special.
I got this shiver through my entire body. My hair stood on end.
That's right. We're back with a new season of Aria Code, the podcast that celebrates the magic of opera. From arias that have mesmerized us for centuries to the masterpieces of today.
This is the power of art. Art either depicting life or inspiring life.
No tux or ticket required. Listen to Aria Code wherever you get podcasts.
Let's bring up our last act of the evening. She's very, very funny. She performs all over the city. Please get up for Paige Weldon!
Hey, guys. How are you? Pretty good? How is everyone's self-esteem? All right, that feels like a healthy mix in the room. I'm going to let you guys know, my self-esteem, not doing so hot. I think it's because recently someone told me that I seem like I would have allergies. Cool. Just something about my vibe seems like a peanut would kill me for sure. That's how I come off to people. I do wear glasses. I have to. And every once in a while, if I take my glasses off and someone's there, they'll say this to me. They'll say, "Oh my gosh, Paige, you look so much better without your glasses." Not a compliment. Not a compliment. I do have to wear these. You wouldn't see someone in a wheelchair and be like, "Oh my God, weren't you so much taller the last time I saw you? You should get crutches." You wouldn't say that. I am, though, you may have noticed, pretty cute. Thank you so much. Thank you. That is why I do it, folks. Thank you so much. I like being a cute girl. I want to admit something. As a cute girl, I have never had to buy my own drugs. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just doesn't really come up, you know. Pretty much any time I realize I'm running low on weed, all I have to do is go out and get into a serious relationship. I've got my supply. I am I am worried about the Trump presidency, especially as a fan of unprotected sex. Just think it's going to be a rough few years, you know? Like, what if guys don't want to do it anymore? Just kidding. Think we're safe on that front. It is hard to meet a nice man these days, huh? Hmm? Where are they? I don't know. I recently spent 3 hours reading a book in a public place and no one fell in love with me. I don't know. I just don't know what else I can be doing. It's tough. Is anyone here a girlfriend? Admit it. Are you any girlfriends? I don't mean to make any weird conversations happen after this. You know. We haven't talked about it, are we? I'm sure it'll go great. I only ask because I like to figure out where the girlfriends are in a room, you know, because girlfriends love me across the board, which, you know, is cool. I like to make new friends, but also that does hurt my feelings. Like, every time I've ever met a friend's girlfriend and later had them be like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend thought you were really cool. What I've heard was, oh, yeah, my girlfriend did not think you were a threat. I like being friends with girlfriends because I like... when my friends go through breakups, is that bad? Don't answer. I do. I like when my friends go through breakups, not because I like seeing someone I care about suffer, but because I like getting a lot of texts, you know? Feels good. I firmly believe it is a law of the universe that one man's breakup is another woman's renewed friendship. It's like, oh my God, you're back! And you're still sad. I can work with this. I know what to do. I think I'm good at breakup advice. You know, like one thing I'll tell my friends is like, you know, a lot of things are more fun alone. Like something I like to do alone is go to dinner. If you want to get the fastest service you've ever gotten, go to a sit-down restaurant and say, table for one, please. They got to get you out of there. Fill that table with two people, you know? You are bumming everyone out at this Olive Garden. Turns out all the endless soup, salad, breadsticks in the world, not going to fill that other chair. They're just not. They're not. I've had a few friends tell me recently about, like, first Tinder dates they've gone on where the guy has jokingly said to them, I promise I'm not going to murder you. That's sweet, right? You know? It's like kind of like the new flowers. The new thing. I feel like that's not too far off from guys who talk too much about how nice they are, you know? It's like, you're not nice and you're gonna murder me. Those are the facts. I think if I went on a date with a guy and he said, I promise I'm not gonna murder you, I would say, don't assume you know what I want. I truly wish you would. just do it. Just do it. I am, in general, a relationship person. Gross, right? Paige wants to be loved. What a bitch. I know. It's not my fault. I get into relationships all the time, I think, because men just look at me and think, she seems like she'd give me rides to the airport for 6 months to a year. And I will. I'm happy to do it. Very happy to do it. I know you guys are thinking, Paige, please don't leave without telling us your ultimate sexual fantasy. I would never do that to you guys. Are you thinking about yours? Gross. Okay. All right. All right. I'll tell you mine. My ultimate sexual fantasy, above all else, is just like just regular style sex. No big deal. And then right when the guy comes, he whispers in my ear, I respect you. And then I come 3 more times. And achieve all my dreams with the support of a good man. Oh, but that's just me. I'm a freak. Have a good night.
Keep it going for Paige Weldon.
just heard Gina Yashere, Connie Britton, and Paige Weldon. Tuned Up Queens is produced by Joanna Salataroff, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Matt Boynton, Ed Haber, George Wellington, Isaac Jones, and Shanoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.
And hey, you millennial slackers, why don't you follow us on Twitter yet? Follow us, and you can find out about our upcoming episodes, find out what happens behind the scenes, and see some ignorant-ass tweets about Bono.
Whatever, Jess. Also, you guys know what I'm about to say. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Tell your friends. Rate us 5 stars. Share us on social medias. Spread the words. Thank you very much. Love you, mean it. Wikey, wikey. That's so horrific. And also, like, you made the right choice.
I was actively... Yeah. Making the right choice.
You should
and I was
just eat it. If you could go back in time, you would just eat that sitting next to like Mel Brooks and it would be fine.
Yeah, that I mean, I would. I think Mel would be like the only person to be like, eh, it's okay.
I lived a long life. I made Spaceballs. It's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
On Death, Sex, and Money, we get very personal with our listeners about how you're making the most important choices in your life and why.
My partner and I have been together for 7 years, and people are always asking us when we're going to make it official. And I'm like, listen, honey, it is official. I don't need a ring. He got a vasectomy for me.
I'm Anna Sale. Let's talk about hard things together. Listen to Death, Sex, and Money wherever you get podcasts.